Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the only Survivor podcast. My name is Jake Shadell. Each week, that's my best friend, Thomas Powell. If you didn't need to watch a certain reality show, hey, Thomas, how you doing?
I don't know why you feel the need to do it this fast. You're just going to mess yourself up, and then I'm going to make fun
of
you.
Did I say a single word incorrectly?
No, but you're setting yourself up for failure. And also, people aren't even going to understand what you're saying. You're saying it's so
welcome
fast.
To Did You Watch Survivor Last Night. That's the name of the show, okay? I've welcomed them to
the
show.
This is the director's commentary
This
version.
Is the only Survivor podcast. If you've heard of another Survivor podcast, you're wrong. They're lying. My name is Jake Shadell. I'm the host of the show. Each week, I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell.
I am the co-host of the
show. He is the co-host of the show. If he didn't, you'd watch a certain reality show. We say that.
Often we wait a while and we do a cold open. And then when we get off the cold open, Jake will ask me if I watched it.
But we're not to that point yet.
No,
we're still in
we
the.
We still have to do the cold open.
We're on the third of three lines in the intro as a certain reality show. Oftentimes it's Survivor.
Yeah, usually we'll talk about current events as a way to sort of welcome everyone.
Or perhaps Uptime energy drink.
Yeah, or we'll endorse an energy drink that we like, usually Uptime.
Mm-hmm. And definitely not this new one that we're trying.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're doing...
Bottle check. Haven't done a bottle check in a while.
I know that this is asking a lot because you've done a lot of wonderful editing stuff for this, but have you ever considered making a bottle check theme?
I've played around with it. I think one time I used the Poppin' Bottles in club or whatever that song is. And just like that one line. Yeah, but then I didn't feel like having that song on my iTunes, so I've never used the bottle check intro again.
It would be funny if you did that, but it was the full like instrumental intro, and then when it hits Poppin' Bottles, it immediately cuts off.
Poppin' Bottle. That is good. I do like cutting things off. My favorite when on the last season of The Challenge was when it would say, all around me are familiar faces,
yes.
And it just cuts off.
And it was just that, yeah, no, I'm a big fan of that.
Because that's what it is. That's what that show is. It's just a lot of familiar faces.
Folks, we like to do some fun goofs around here.
It is fun.
Goofs and spoofs and gags.
It's all the show is about. Tom's
Dads and Grads. This show's always about that.
This show's about three things.
I feel like our relationship with Dads and Grads is like Trump's relationship with voters.
Oh, yeah.
We will never let them down.
No, absolutely
not. We appreciate their support.
We will never let down Dads and Grads, nor will Dads and Grads let us down.
Yes, it is a mutual pact.
It's a symbiotic relationship, which is a phrase I learned from our favorite segment, Wildlife Shots.
We pick all the lice out of their hair.
Dads,
great. They get to
for the grads. The dads all don't have lice because they don't have hair.
Yeah, well, but they appreciate it because they are the dads of the grads. So,
sure.
And
I remember when I was there.
Grads appreciate it because we groom them, and then we appreciate it because we get a delicious meal.
You know, I don't like the phrasing that we groom graduates.
Yeah, I guess that could be bad. No, it's the good kind, not the bad.
It's the good kind of grooming.
Yeah. My, I only do the good kind of grooming shirt is raising a lot of questions already answered by the shirt.
Thomas, did you watch San Juan del Survivor last night? So much
for the city. Yes, Jake, I did.
Great stuff. This
morning, to be more precise.
Wow. This week's episode was called Let's Make a Move. What did you think of that episode title?
It is... I think about as replacement level an episode title as there can be. It's like the exact middle of the road.
Yep. Yep. Which, for this season,
whatever, yeah.
Decent, yeah. Like, they've done a really good job with episode titles this week, or this season. Next week, we're going through our own episode titles.
They could have done a lot worse. It could have been like, fuck you, stop watching this, and I would have been like, hey.
They could have been like, we hate Uptime energy drinks, and like, this show is canceled.
Uptime sucks. Fuck anyone that
So we skipped
it.
The 12th episode of San Juan del Survivor because of the rude
Survivor,
title.
You're one of my favorite shows. If you want to test my allegiance, just try and see who I'm more loyal to. You were Uptime Energy because you're in for a rude awakening.
Yeah. Survivor, San Juan del Survivor, sponsored by Monster Energy.
Yeah.
No. No, Jeffrey. We'll not do it.
Sponsored by not Uptime. By every energy drink except Uptime. Fuck Uptime.
Fuck Uptime. The pills are the only good one.
Yeah, we love the pills. Great. The energy drink, a step in the wrong direction.
So we start off at camp. Natalie claims that she voted for Alec by mistake. Beautiful move. So good.
I can't believe they bought it. It was hilarious because
oh my God, I know.
John was like, I think this is going to be, come jury time. I think it's going to give you a really good argument against her. It's like,
he's so confident.
Come on, dude.
I know, the last two episodes, they've really painted John more as the villain than he has been in the rest of the season, which is really interesting to watch. Natalie pulls in Keith to her alliance with Baylor. Love seeing that. Honestly, there's nobody in this season I don't like anymore. And save for Missy, maybe. I don't, I'm not the biggest Missy fan.
I don't particularly care. I don't, like, hate Missy. I don't like her.
Yeah. At the reward challenge, they race through some hay and carry a bucket of water and do a puzzle. Did you like this challenge?
I guess the pause wasn't like me. I just didn't have a lot of thoughts about it.
Is it because it's just an obstacle course?
I guess so.
This has been done in Borneo, Australia, Africa, Thailand. That's the first four seasons.
Wow, they were doing this one early.
Oh yeah. Pearl Islands, All Stars. And then long break to One World, San Juan del Survivor, Millennials vs. Gen X, and Game Changers. What would you call this challenge? It is just an obstacle course, remember.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
I love that. It is called, the official name is, The Obstacle Course. It has also been called Double Play, Wicker Ball Relay, Rats in the Rigging, Tower of Power, Big Bad O Course.
What?
Mm-hmm. Balance Beam Maze, and this time it was called Austin's Elemental Obstacle Course.
What? Why?
Because this version was apparently created as a wish for a Make-A-Wish kid. So
I'm good for that kid.
Named Austin. So
they just wanted to design a Survivor challenge.
Yeah, they'll do that for kids every once in a while.
That's nice.
Yeah. Missy falls during the challenge and breaks her ankle, it looks like.
Or just badly sprains it. She hurts the ankle badly enough that it's a problem.
Yeah. But she still wins with Keith and John. And then John gives up his reward to Baylor because he is not into manicures and massages.
Unbelievable.
Are you into manicures and massages?
The thing that I kept thinking when they actually get to this is a massage is a competitive advantage.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't understand why you wouldn't want that.
Massages are great. Give me a massage right now, John. Yeah. I'll take your massage. I've never had a manicure, but I imagine those are good, too.
Yeah.
I don't take very good care of my nails.
Any kind of thing where, like, somebody really gets into, like, have you ever had a chiropractic adjustment?
Yeah.
It's great.
It feels really good, but I don't like people putting their hands on my neck.
Oh, I understand that. You know? I don't really. I've only ever done it with like vertebrae or whatever.
Oh,
they
sure.
They're not doing the thing where they like snap your neck where it looks like they kill you.
That's so scary. Yeah, I remember my parents being really into
it. I trust them to do it, but like, yeah.
Yeah, right. My parents were really into chiropractics and when we were like growing up. And then it came out like, you don't really need to go see a chiropractor.
Yeah. Yeah, it isn't like a super long-term relief thing. It's more just like a short-term thing.
Yeah. I mean, it does feel real good. But also, like, you just take care of your body. You probably won't need that as much.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's more like if you have symptoms, I think it's more useful than it is as like a preventative thing.
Yeah. Natalie volunteers for Exile. Great move by Natalie. At the Roar Challenge, Missy's ankle's super swollen. But Keith has a great time at the spa. Because, again, sounds nice. It's just nice.
Yeah. No, this very is clearly, like, the way that you can tell Keith is approaching it is, like, well, nobody does it in Louisiana. And you think of it as, like, a thing that women do. So you're like, well, gosh, I wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. And then he does it, and he's like, heck, I'm here. I'll eat some food. We'll do it. And then he was like, this is nice.
Yeah, this is really nice.
I just had never considered it as a possibility.
I love Keith.
Yeah, he's great.
At camp, John says that Natalie's vote for Alec was a big thing to screw up and definitely something I'm going to bring up to the drain.
Yeah, man, great. I also like, by the way, at the spa that, like, Baylor was like, I think he's cool now.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen the side of him. I like Keith.
What's not to like about Keith?
That's a good question. The answer? Nothing.
Yeah. At camp, Jacqueline worries that Natalie made a deal with Keith because Jacqueline is smart.
Yep.
But John does not believe that she would flip. Why would she not flip in this situation?
It has been so great to watch Jacqueline have extremely good instincts, mm-hmm. and for John, for like the last few weeks, just to be like, no, I don't think so.
No, actually, I'm the right one.
Yeah, I'm the one that's in charge.
I look like every Survivor winner, so actually what I say goes.
Yeah.
At the Immunity Challenge, Natalie returns from exile, and Baylor gives her a big bowl of rice. I wrote in my notes, a big bag of rice. Not true. Yeah.
Natalie ate a whole bag of rice.
She got a bowl of rice. A medic comes in to check on Missy. Everybody has to balance a vase while standing on a teeter-totter. Did you enjoy this challenge?
Yes.
I loved this challenge.
These are always, like, this is the best kind of challenge.
Balancing challenges, I think, are the perfect challenge for, like, late in the merge.
Yeah.
This is the only time that this challenge has technically been done. What would you call it?
You break it, you buy it.
Ooh, that's so good. That is not the name they came up with. I'll give you a hint. It is based on a movie.
Is a vase involved with the movie?
A vase is involved with the movie. Or is involved with the challenge name.
What the fuck? Vase Ventura Pet Detective.
That is not the title of the challenge, but it is the title of the episode.
No, wait. Vase Ventura 2, When Nature Calls.
Incorrect. It's a Nicolas Cage movie. Maybe that'll narrow it down for you. But you're on the right track with throwing vases.
Like National Treasure?
Yeah. Vational Treasure.
Yeah. Man, what is it?
It's probably the best Nicolas Cage movie that's ever existed. Came out in the 90s. Mr. Travolta's in it.
Oh, Vase Off.
Vase Off, yeah.
Is there the slash in between it?
I didn't notice the slash on the Wikipedia entry. I wish they had done that, but...
Oh, man. I was thinking, like, man, it doesn't fit into, like, Wild at Heart. What are we doing here?
Wild at Vase.
Moonstruck?
Vase Struck. I mean, technically.
Yeah.
Because then they all break. At one point, Jeff walks over to Missy, getting her ankle split put on.
Wait.
Yes.
Leaving Las Vegas case.
Jeff walks over to Missy while she's getting her ankle split put on and says, "Missy, you can see. You have no chance." Why is Jeff so rude this season?
Yeah.
You didn't need to do that. She knows. Natalie ends up winning. I thought Natalie had a great strategy with this, with her just, like, her putting her arms out.
Yep.
As far as they can go. It was like, John was trying to, like, put all of his weight on the thing, and that's not going to work, obviously.
Well, I mean, it worked for quite a while. Yeah, it just didn't work as long as it needed to.
I feel like when you put your arms out like that, you're going to feel a smaller movement, and you're going to be able to adjust more quickly.
Yeah, yeah. I think she just has better balance than him in general, too.
She's a CrossFit star.
Yeah, but I thought it was cool that there were, like, a big gust of wind, too. I thought that really added to the challenge. It was a good one.
It was a very good challenge. Natalie wins. John says in a talking head, "Natalie winning kind of makes up for her screw-up the last Tribal Council." Sure does, John.
Oh,
sure does.
It's so good.
At what point did you know this was John?
I knew from basically the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, the minute that they started, like, where they didn't immediately realize when she voted off Alec that, like, that was when they needed to get her out. Or at the very least that, like, he needed to play his idol.
I know.
Oh, man. You know what he should have done? And I kept thinking with this. He should have given...
Turned on Natalie before she turned on him?
That too, but there wasn't much he could do this episode for that, is the thing, because she did win immunity. She won immunity.
Oh, that's right, she did win immunity.
But he should have given the idol to Jacqueline.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically been like, if you are worried about it, you can play it for me or you.
Mm-hmm.
But if I get voted off, then I'm not going home with one in my pocket.
That would have been smart.
Yep.
Or he should... Should have just paid attention and played it for himself. But then Jack gets voted out, and I'm sure he'd feel miserable about that, too.
That, too, yeah.
It was really a no-win situation for them. At camp, Natalie fills in Keith to split the votes between John and Jacqueline. Baylor fills Missy in on the plan, and she refuses to vote against John.
This was unbelievable, because, like, do you think that John is going to take you and Baylor instead of Jacqueline? Like, at some point,
right,
you are going to have to turn on him.
I just loved Baylor's, like, yeah, this is what she does all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
I felt so bad for Baylor because she was like, it was like talking to a wall, which again, mm-hmm, I think Missy just needed some time to like realize, like, I have to do this. Like,
yeah.
But like, you have to turn on him at some point, or Jacqueline.
That's the game.
One,
yeah,
of the two. You,
yeah,
can't take both of them.
I know. Okay, let's get into these wildlife shots before the tribal council.
Alive.
There's apparently only one wildlife shot this week, and it was a praying mantis.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I remember that.
There are over... How many different species of praying mantis do you expect there are in the world?
Well, I think I would be fooled to say that there's only one, so I'm going to say... Two.
Oh! You're on the right track. It's 2,400.
Oh, wow.
There are over 2,400 species.
Yeah, I got the first number right.
You sure did. You already know they have triangular heads and bulging eyes. They're predominantly found in tropical regions. How long do you believe they've been around on this Earth?
Forever.
You're not far off. They have been around for at least 135 million years. Their forelegs are greatly enlarged to capture prey. They are ambush predators. They'll either camouflage themselves and wait for their prey or slowly follow the prey. They'll eat lizards, frogs, fishes, small birds, and smaller mantises. Some species will camouflage themselves as flowers to attract prey. And here's everybody's favorite part of wildlife shots. It is the mating part.
Oh, yes, the famous mating that they do.
Yeah, while mating, the male will leap onto the female's back, clasp her thorax and wing bases with his forelegs, and arch his abdomen to deposit the sperm in a chamber near the tip of the female's abdomen.
That's goals.
Sexual cannibalism does occur. But
some light sexual cannibalism.
I mean, everybody's got their,
yeah,
kink, okay?
We've all watched Hannibal.
We are not here to kink shame, okay? That's the number two thing. Number one thing is we love uptime energy drinks. Number two is we're not kink shaming.
Do we want to say, we didn't actually do the bottle check. Do we want to say what we're drinking?
Oh, yeah, this is the world's longest bottle check.
Yeah.
It's,
it would be really funny if that's playing on a loop under this the whole time. Still in the segment.
Still here.
Yeah, we're drinking Alani New Energy. This is a Hawaiian-shaped ice flavor, which is better than it should be, honestly, because,
yeah,
that sounds gross.
Yeah.
Imagine drinking a snow cone.
Oh, there's alcohol in this.
What?
There's sugar alcohol in this, 2 grams of it.
Oh, that's... Sugar alcohol is, like, what they use for... Have you ever had, what is the sugar-free ice cream? Halo Top.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they use for that. So it's not, like, it's not gonna get you drunk. You don't need to worry about that.
Hey, don't tell me what can't get me drunk. That's what Locke said in Lost. So sexual cannibalism, that's where we were. It does occur, but it more commonly occurs in captivity than in the wild. It only happens in the wild about a quarter of the time, so you don't need to worry about it, okay? Supposedly, they do this to enhance fertilization because the boys will come faster if they're getting their heads eaten off, which can relate. And also, the female will gain sustenance by doing this. So, that's a praying mantis. Overall, there's 2,400 of them. So... You know, keep that in mind. At Tribal Council, Keith plays up that he's going home and pleads that someone use his vote. Jacqueline says that she feels strong about their five. And John says that he thinks about his final Tribal Council speech quite a bit. Nobody else said how often they think about their final Tribal Council.
Unbelievable that you would break that out already. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You're begging to get voted off.
Yeah. So they vote. John does not play his idol, gets 2 votes, Keith gets 2 votes, and Jack gets 2 votes. And on the revote, Baylor and Natalie vote out John. Great stuff. They didn't show the revotes, but apparently Missy voted for Jacqueline in that one, which was stupid, but yeah, whatever. It didn't make a difference.
But I thought John handled it pretty well. I think he basically was like, oh yeah, I screwed up.
Yeah. Whoops, made a mistake. Oh well.
He's like, nice move, guys.
Yeah.
See ya.
I'm surprised he hasn't come back
yet. I thought the same thing. I was like, he's a good player.
I'm sure he'll be back eventually. Yeah. But
him or Jacqueline
yeah.
should definitely come back.
They I think they have I don't really know much about their personal lives, but I saw a post on my favorite website, Survivor Reddit, that they like had artificial insemination or whatever.
Oh, sure, okay.
Whatever it is this week. So that was nice.
That was before they chased you off of the Survivor Reddit with torches and pitchforks, as they always do.
I don't know why. I'm very popular. that goes against everything that's true, but in my head.
I like to think that they have like a picture up of you just like not welcome.
They probably do. I haven't posted anything on there in a while. You can follow us on Twitter at DYWSLN. You can follow me at Jake Scheidel.
Follow me at Tom Not Tom.
Next week, we are watching the season finale of San Juan del Survivor. Are you excited?
I am excited.
What are you expecting to see? Okay, final five. Let's go five to one. Who do you think it's going to be? All right,
well, I think Natalie's going to be in there.
Okay.
I think Natalie's going to win.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to say final three.
Okay. In order?
I think Keith is going to go out first.
Okay.
I think Baylor is going to go out. I think Missy's going to finish third. Jacqueline's going to finish second. Natalie's
going to
finish first.
Okay. We'll see. That's the end of the episode. Thomas, we do have to give the review for new listeners.
Yes, of course. This is my favorite podcast. This is what you write in for the review.
Yeah. Before you...
Five stars only.
Thank you.
Yes. I don't know how Spotify does reviews. I don't think they do reviews.
I don't know if they do reviews.
But the way that Apple does reviews is, for us, you can only give us 5 stars.
Yeah. Again, I don't know why. It's just a glitch in the system.
They'll ban you from using, your Apple ID will get banned if you give us less than 4 stars.
4 stars or less.
Yeah. This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all of the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
And that last part is very important.
Yeah.
Because he needs to know that we're coming for him.
Yeah.
Coming for your crown. Just, you know, we want to talk about Survivor. Next week we're doing San Juan del Survivor, last episode, and the week after that.
Who knows?
It's up in the air still, but I think we've got something planned that's going to be fun. Also, next week is our 250th episode.
Crazy! It's coming on the finale, too. This is going to be a jumbo.
Big episode.
So, it's our more than bicentennial. I don't know. Bisesquicentennial? I don't know how that works. Anyway, 250.
Yeah. Space sesquicentennial.
Yes. Precisely.
You ever get halfway through a word and go, oh no, I'm not going to pronounce this correctly?
All the time.
All right. Well, have a great quarantine.
Deuces. It's fun, but you may find the blood is not enough. It's fun, and there are some who say it's not enough. It's fun, but don't expect to ever see real war.
like energy drinks go,
it's okay.
As far as warm energy drinks go, yeah, it's okay.
Not bad.
I wouldn't call it Hawaiian shaved ice, but also shaved ice has to be cold, which this is not.
I would say of the two that you gave me last week,
yes,
I think I like the blueberry pomegranate a little bit better. They're both good.
Than the mango
one? I think the pineapple mango is good, and I think it's better than the blood orange.
I think everything is better than the blood orange. The blood orange is kind of gross.
It's a shame, because like I really like blood orange stuff, but it just doesn't work with that flavor. But yeah, for me, it's the mango lemonade, number one with the bullet. Original citrus, also great. Blueberry pomegranate, very good. Pineapple mango? Yeah.
Think so?
Also good. Blood orange, not pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really disappointing with that one.
But, you know, that bad 80%.
That
800.
That white tea lemonade one? Nothing. No drink should be that good.
It's disturbing.
I don't know why they're not sponsoring us yet. We talk about them more than any other.
Honestly, podcast. Yeah. Like, we're doing that shit for free.
We're not advertising Alani Nu.
Even if they just like gave us energy drinks, like that would be.
I mean, that would not be hard to do, honestly.
Yeah, it would be like the Have you ever seen they did it like briefly, but there was a. YouTube thing that Tim and Eric did that's called Tim's Kitchen Tips.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a few episodes, and then I had like a big blow off episode at the end where Eric, like, the show gets canceled and Eric has it out with Tim. But like, one of the running subplots of it is that Tim is sponsored by this like Pissman's Mustard. And at one point, he's like, when Eric's yelling at him, he's like, the fucking mustard sponsorship that I didn't sign off on. And he's like, they're not paying me in money, they're just giving me lots and lots of mustard.
I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take mustard or Uptime.
So I want that exact situation.
Uptime, if you're listening, mustard flavored Uptime. Have a nice lunch sandwich. Tasty.
A classic lunch sandwich. Give the love and keep blood between us.
Hooray!
We did it!